Lil Hardin Armstrong was an excellent pianist, singer, composer, and arranger, midwife to the birth of jazz on record in King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, and was on Louis Armstrong's early record dates and was, of course, once married to Louis. Lil Hardin went on to a very successful solo career of her own in the 30s, leading sessions with some of the top talent on the swing scene, like here with tenor sax giant Chu Berry.
Surely I ain't deserving of none. love him so, though he's mean as can be. He's the kind of man, he's the kind of woman like me. Gonna die if sweet man should pass me by. If I die, will he be? He's the kind of man, he's the kind of woman like me. Don't know any reason why he treats me so poorly. What have I gone and done? Makes my trouble double with his worries when surely I ain't deserving of none. Money low, my sweet man is gonna go.
That is one of the best renditions from any era that I've heard of Moanin' Low, the Roaring Seven Jazz Band of Holland in 1981, sung by Xenia Dam. And we heard Lil Hardin Armstrong's Or Leave Me Alone. More from both of them during the next four programs introducing remarkable women of jazz.
Let me sigh, let me cry.
Helen Humes is best known for her 3 years singing with the Count Basie Orchestra from 1938 to 41. Born in Louisville, Kentucky, she was only 14 when she made her first recording. Humes was a very good all-round blues, ballad, and jazz singer and wrote some of her own most successful material. By the mid-40s, she was on the West Coast, appearing in films, on television, and making quite a few recordings for small labels like Savoy and Philo. Listen here for some very good tenor sax by one Wild Bill Moore, backing Helen Humes, singing her own original tune, He May Be Your Man.
See me sometime.
getting slow and easy. You're as patient as can be. You don't ask for too much loving, and that's just what's bothering me. Tell me, Papa, Papa, just what are we waiting for? Yes, I would if I could, but I don't get a chance no more. Now I listen to your lies, they don't mean a thing to me. They might satisfy a square, but I'm too hip, you see. Going back to the apple and find me a better man. Well, I would if I could, but damn if I think I can.
That's the gutsy blues singing of Liesl Mack, about whom I really can't tell you a thing, only that Hole in the Wall is from her 1983 album on Stomp Off Records with the German traditional band Jazz Classics. Before that, Helen Humes from the mid-40s, I Would If I Could, and her own original song, He May Be Your Man. More from Humes in future programs. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Okay, now I've been promising you an astounding female swing band, and here it is. Recordings of the International Sweethearts of Rhythm have been exceedingly hard to get for years, and 16 long unavailable tracks have recently been issued, I believe for the first time on CD. A racially mixed group averaging around 16 women, it was a powerful swing band in the Count Basie style, featuring a superb Lester Young follower, Viola Burnside, blowing some amazing tenor sax. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Here's the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and don't miss the pun in the title of Galvanizing.